The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. The big story of the day remains the China balloon. And the Chinese claim that the balloon is a civilian airship. They also said it was a weather device that just went off track. You know, it was led astray. It was like the Biden documents. It was heading on the right path, and then you joined a rock band, and soon you're flying over Montana, and you don't know what's going on. So we'll keep you posted on that. I will say, was not really impressed by the Pentagon spokesperson. Didn't really tell us all that much. Can we actually play just a couple of these, Matt? Because I found this kind of interesting. Again, this is the most transparent administration in history, giving us all the facts so we can be prepared. Let's have cut 15, please.
As people start to see the balloon, do you have any guidance for should they try not to interfere, not photograph?
So the balloon is currently assessed to be at about 60,000 feet. So again, well above the range of civilian air traffic or where civilian air traffic would normally fly. Certainly aware that there are cameras, civilian-owned commercial cameras that could spot this balloon. In terms of guidance to folks, again, this is something that NORAD is closely monitoring. We do assess at this time that it does not pose a physical threat, as I mentioned, to people on the ground. So we'll just leave it at that.
I can't be the only one who feels like every time I hear from anyone, any of these experts, any of these military leaders, I don't trust it. I just hear it, and I don't think we're getting the full story. And what makes me feel like that even more is actually a cut we've already played, but it's worth repeating. This is the Pentagon spokesperson again, Patrick Ryder. This is cut 14.
Position of the balloon classified?
Phil, right now, what we're not going to do is get into a hour-by-hour location of the balloon. Again, we're monitoring it closely. As I mentioned, right now, it's over the center of the continental United States. That's about as specific as I'm going to get.
But I understand my being inconvenient, but does the public not have a right to know if the balloon is over
their state?
The public
certainly has the ability to look up in the sky and see where the balloon is.
Okay, so if we have that ability, then why not just keep the rest of us who maybe aren't in, for example, Missouri right now, why don't you just keep us updated on where it is? What is up with the secrets? The secrets, man, it drives me crazy because, you know, I understand that some of these higher-ups have to have secrets. You know, they're dealing with sensitive information. But this whole thing of I'm not going to speak to this, or I'm not going to jeopardize sources and methods, or I'm not going to comment on an ongoing investigation. Now we've got a giant balloon flying over the United States of America, and they can't tell us where it is hour by hour, but you can go outside and maybe, fingers crossed, you can look up and see it. What the hell is going on? Did someone make that make sense to me? Why is that the case? What is the explanation of this that I don't understand? If you're in Missouri right now, oh, and I'm sorry, the balloon spotted over Missouri is not ours. So does that mean that it's a different balloon, or is this the China balloon? I think it's the China balloon. Is there more than one balloon out there right now? Do we have multiple balloons?
I mean, we heard from a lot of the callers saying that, like, this happens all the time. There's balloons everywhere.
It's weird, though, because I feel like I didn't hear about any balloons flying over the U.S. when Trump was president. I'm just putting it out there. It's the same with the baby formula shortage. I would have remembered if there had been Balloon Gate, if Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo were talking 24/7 about balloons flying over the U.S.
I've never heard of it in my whole life. In my 33 years, I've never heard of balloons flying over the country with satellites attached to them.
And I just, that's the part I just really want to emphasize, is that he can't, he's not going to get into giving us information hour by hour, but you can go outside and see the balloon for yourself. What the bleep does that mean? Why can, I'd love for someone to explain to me why they can't tell us hour by hour, but some people who are in the right place at the right time are going to know exactly where it is. This is really looking sloppy. And I'm not surprised. That's kind of the theme of the administration. All right, so here's a big story that I didn't get to. It broke last night. Pfizer, or should, you know, I should really say Project Veritas, because this says Pfizer didn't want any part of this narrative. They just got roped in. Project Veritas released a never-before-seen clip of Jordan Walker. Now, Jordan Walker was the man who was on the date with another man, and he was talking about Pfizer. He works there. I think he's in research and development, or maybe I should say he worked there. I'm not really sure if he's there anymore. But he was revealing a lot of secrets. He was talking about very interesting, strange, bizarre things that are happening at Pfizer. And at one point on the date, he actually brought up infecting monkeys with the coronavirus. When he was caught and James O'Keefe revealed himself and said, in a very Chris Hansen-like way, hello, I'm James O'Keefe. This is from Project Veritas. He then immediately started saying, I was on a date, I was lying to impress somebody. Which, honestly, is not the worst cover, because people do lie on dates to impress people. I don't think that the usual go-to knee-jerk to impress someone is to talk about infecting monkeys with a virus at your company. But that's just me. I've been out of the dating game for a while, so maybe I'm just not up to snuff, or like I'm not up to what's going on. Now, this clip is different. He's moved on. And Emma said this is a, he was wearing a different outfit, so this might be from a different date. So there were multiple dates.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Okay, so this is from a different date. So he's talking about work at a lot, on a lot of these dates. And I was talking to a friend about this, and he said this is really oftentimes what happens in D.C., in New York City, with all these young professionals. Even if someone's not high up at a company, they'd like to seem interesting, so they'll start talking about things they shouldn't be talking about. Clear case of that. He should have kept his mouth shut. But he wasn't just talking about infecting monkeys. He actually goes on to talk about some of the side effects of the virus. I'm sorry, of the vaccine. And I just want to read this here, because we have the audio, but it's a little, there's some background noise to it. So I'm just going to read what he said. This is Jordan Walker. I hope nobody is growing three legs or something like that. That was the Project Veritas journalist. He was joking. Walker casually responded, yeah, or the entire next generation is super bleeped up. Could you imagine the scandal? Oh my God, I would take Pfizer off my resume. Well, we'll see how the sound goes here. Let's have cut 17.
Somehow, the vaccine is supposed to be interacting with like the axis signal, the HPG axis, to cause these changes in menstrual cycles. Like, think about how this
HPG axis.
Yeah, it goes like the hypothalamus, pituitary, and then gonads. They send like signals.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the HPG axis is why the fertility problems are happening.
Yeah, because they control the cycles. So like, if it's saying impacting that, it must be impacting these hormones somehow.
Okay. So he's talking about how the hormones are affecting people's cycles. And this was a story. This was a story that got a lot of attention. A lot of women were saying their cycles were different after they got vaccinated. And what do we hear from the pharmaceutical community and from the medical community was, this is not a problem. And at one point, the CDC went back and forth. Pregnant women should be vaccinated. They shouldn't be vaccinated. No, they should be vaccinated. And it was a very unnerving time, especially if you're someone who's thinking about getting pregnant or pregnant. You're getting a lot of different information. Let's have cut 18. This is Jordan Tristan Walker again talking about if something were to happen. So now we're playing the if game. This is cut 18.
I will say, like, if it does come down the line or something wrong with that thing, then obviously people will, like, criticize, like, the big push. Because there's a lot of social pressure, government pressure, job pressure to get the vaccine. Like, I had to get the vaccine, otherwise I would have gotten fired, right?
Right.
And if something were to happen downstream and it was, like, really bad, I think it would... I mean, the scale of that scandal would be, like, enormous.
If something were to happen, the scandal would be enormous. Let's get to cut 19, because this is where he specifically talks about women's menstrual cycles. This is cut 19.
Something irregular about their menstrual cycles, so people have to investigate that down the line.
Yeah.
Well, because that is a little concerning. The vaccine shouldn't be interfering with that, so we don't really
know. It shouldn't?
It shouldn't. Like, no.
But is it?
There's something happening, but we don't know if they're out.
Well, I mean, you're a urologist, so you must understand, like, what's going on with it, right? Like,
well, that's why I understand that it's weird. I hope we don't find out that, like, there's somehow this mRNA, like, lingers in the body. I mean, like, because it has to be impacting something hormonal stuff to impact menstrual cycles.
Yeah, or, like, the entire next generation is, like, super fucked up. Could you imagine the scandal? Oh, my God. I'd take Pfizer off my resume.
I have a feeling he's going to be taking Pfizer off his resume anyway. You know, there was a point during this, when this was all coming out, that I felt a little bit bad for this Pfizer guy because, you know, it was a sting operation and he was on a date and he didn't know he was being recorded. And I don't know. It's always a tough, I never know how to feel about those kind of things. But the way he's casually talking about this vaccine and how it could affect people's menstrual cycles, like it's no big deal. Imagine if it were a big scandal. Can you imagine? He's talking about it as callously as he was talking about infecting the monkeys with the virus. You can tell it's not keeping him up at night. This is just fodder for his date. This is just fun things to talk about. This is just ha 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 ha. This is what we talked about at work today. Can you imagine? These women whose menstrual cycles are being messed up from the vaccine. It shouldn't be happening. Something's not right. Something's up. Anyway, what should we get for an appetizer? Is it no big deal to him? I don't feel bad anymore. I'm listening to this and I'm going, this is people's lives. These are people's lives that you're toying with. And even if none of it's true, which I think there is truth to this. I don't think he's making this up out of thin air. But let's just say none of it were true. What kind of person talks like this? What kind of person talks so carelessly about people's health and this jab that they're being forced to get in a lot of cases? 844-500-4242. We can continue this conversation and we'll talk to you about it. It's very interesting because he's bringing up a lot of these taboo issues that you were not allowed to ask questions about when the vaccine was first being rolled out. If you asked any questions about fertility, about menstrual cycles, you were laughed out of town. You were told that you were getting disinformation. And he's bringing it all up in between courses. We'll take your calls on this and we will be right back. But first, what are your New Year's resolutions? Matt, did you have any New Year's resolutions?
No.
I wanted to become a better cook. And I think I have. I made chicken cutlets. I made bolognese. And there's all these things people do at the start of the new year. They go, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to do this. Well, here's a New Year's resolution that we can all get behind. How about taking control in 2023? A lot of your life can feel out of control. And now you can do something about it. You can finally sell that piece of real estate that you've been hanging on to. So take control with JJ Manning Auctioneers and sell on your terms. Take control by selling with no contingencies for financing, for inspections, or for appraisals. Take control with one busy auction open house instead of random showings. You don't want people coming through your house 3 or 4 times a day. And in between each one, you got to clean the whole house. It's a pain. Take control by selling to cash-ready buyers who are not hostages to rising interest rates. Take control with an as-is sale. There's no need to sink money into the property before selling. Even a property with a failed septic, no Title V is required. Best of all, take control with a 30-day closing on your property. Doesn't that sound nice? In a JJ Manning auction, there's no distress. You set the terms, you sell contingency-free, and the buyer pays the commission. in an uncertain real estate market and really just an uncertain time in general, you want to take control with JJ Manning. To learn more on how to get your property, your home, multifamily, commercial, land, any kind of property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Don't wait for prices to head lower. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your real estate sold. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Answering the hard-hitting questions of our time.
Let's say you're abducted by aliens.
Fine.
They haul you aboard the mothership, take you back to their planet as a curiosity. Now, would you rather be in their zoo or their circus?
It's The Grace Curley Show.
It says, hi, Grace, could you please comment on Dr. Scott Gottlieb on the Pfizer board of directors who has been pushing COVID for the last 3 years? Well, yeah, actually, it's funny because this same person from Pfizer who was on the date in one of the videos that came out was talking about how it's a revolving door. People go from the FDA to the Pfizer board back to the... And of course, if you're hoping at some point to get a job at Pfizer, you're not going to do as honest of a job as you might if you were just there actually approving vaccines and wanting the best for the American people. But if you're gunning for a position, a highly paid position for once you retire from whatever post you're at, the CDC, the FDA, I get them all confused, but whichever government organization, health organization you're at, that could cloud your judgment. That could become a conflict of interest. And people don't like to talk about that. And what's crazy is not only were you not allowed to ask any questions when this vaccine came out, and if you did ask questions, you were accused of being a conspiracy theorist, you were taken off Twitter, you were taken off YouTube, you know, you couldn't talk about natural immunity or anything that in any other time was totally fair game to discuss. But now we have a video of someone from Pfizer basically confirming people's worst fears. All of the people who were told they were paranoid, they were delusional, they were grandma killers, they were boomer rubes for not wanting to get the vaccine. Now you have a guy on video from Pfizer confirming all of these fears, and no one's going to talk about it. It's not on CNN, it's not on MSNBC, and I know for that one troll out there, it's because the jobs report is so great. We don't have time to talk about the vaccine's effects on people's menstrual cycles because the jobs report is so unbelievable. And that's what deserves all our attention today. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe, very much. Well, I think this is important, too. I think we can walk and chew gum at the same time. And I think it's frustrating that nobody seems to care. And I feel for all of those women out there. And everyone knows I got vaccinated. I got vaccinated. I tell people that all the time. I'm not trying to be duplicitous. I'm not trying to trick you. I was vaccinated. I'm fine with my decision. But I feel for women who were really unsure, who didn't want to do it, but they were in jobs, in positions, they didn't have a choice. And now this stuff's coming out and it must be terrifying for them. And it's just not right. There shouldn't be this cloud of secrecy around something that you're being forced to put in your body. The Eat a Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only. It ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EatingPureDeals.com and use discount code GRACE. That's EatingPureDeals.com. Discount code GRACE. Shipping is free. If you want to vote in this poll question, you can go to GraceCurlyShow.com. You have about 40 minutes left to cast your vote. Matt, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Do you think the Chinese spy balloon will end up being shot down? Yes or no?
Do I think the Chinese spy balloon will be shot down? Well, the military leaders have advised Joe Biden against that. And now we're being told they're not even going to keep us posted on where this thing's at. We're just going to kind of let it float on through. It's like Hunter Biden in the garage. You know, he's in, he's out, he's there, he's not there. So based off all of this, I'm gathering that there'll be no shooting down of the balloon.
83% say no.
844-500-4242. We're going to talk the jobs report. And also, Matt Lauer is making a comeback, perhaps? I'll give you my take on it when we return. Call in, weigh in. We'll be right back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. The Chiron on Fox says military advises Biden not to shoot down balloon. And the reason that even this makes me a little suspicious is because I'm old enough to remember when top generals were contradicting Joe Biden and they were saying they urged him not to withdraw from Afghanistan, but he was saying that his military advisors told him to withdraw from Afghanistan. So whenever we get this intel, this advice that Biden's following, I'm always scratching my head because I don't know if I can believe it. Listen up, everybody. We got a fun segment for you. It's 2:30 on Friday. You know what that means. It's Who Said That with Emma Foley. Emma, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Grace.
We are going to get people on the lines right now. The number is 844-500-4242. If you get on the line and you win, you'll be entered to win a Make Gas Cheap Again shirt. That's 844-500-4242. Get on the line and you could win Who Said That with Emma Foley. Emma, before we get to the callers, you've got to call them up. It's actually based off one of my favorite books. I just bought this book for my niece, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie. But your version on the Grace Curley Show website is If You Give Ukraine $1 billion. Tell us about it.
Right. So it all started out with, there was an invasion in Ukraine and we should help them out. We should help out our allies. We are allied with Ukraine, allegedly. So we give them some money. We give them a couple billion. It's a drop in the bucket compared to our national debt. But then came the blue and yellow flags in the bio. And then came the Zoom interview with Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher, which I don't think was necessary. Then there was a Vogue cover, Time Man of the Year. It just keeps coming and coming. And at what point do we say, maybe we shouldn't send them tanks or fighter jets? It's becoming almost like we're at war with Russia.
Yeah, and I also think that what concerns people, Emma, is that every time Zelensky talks to us, he's demanding more money. He doesn't tend to have a tone of real appreciation. But on top of that, he seems very resolute in his decision not to come to any sort of peace solution or peace agreement with Russia. And I think that's a little unnerving for people because then you start to think, we're writing these checks, but is there any end in sight?
And he keeps saying, and he said this when he was addressing Congress, oh, we just need a little bit more. It's not enough. Just a little bit more, a little bit more. And it's almost like he's gambling with our taxpayer dollars, our military equipment. And when's it going to end? He says, oh, we'll be victorious. Just give us 31 more tanks and we'll be fine. When will it end?
It's such a good question. And you're right. It does feel like a gambler. Like, I just need a little bit more and then I'll win it all back. And I think that there's also this strange thing, Emma. I'm curious if you noticed it. The first time I noticed it was Tucker Carlson. He was asking these questions, you know, like, where is this money going to? Do we have any sort of accounting of where this money's going to? And immediately he was called out as being a puppet of Putin or an ally of Putin. He was on Putin's side. And I think more people now than before feel a little bit more comfortable raising some of these questions. But in general, there's this really weird thing where you have both sides. You have the right and the left kind of coming together to silence any dissent or to silence anyone who's speaking out against this kind of blank check mentality towards Ukraine. What's that all about?
I just think that, well, we know that if a Congress member of the U.S. were to send money somewhere, we would need it audited. We would need to know exactly where it's going. But if it's our money, the taxpayer, it's fine.
Right, right. Because it's not real money to them. I think it's kind of monopoly money. What else do you have on the site right now?
I have the update for the Mark Hauk trial. He won on Monday. He was acquitted of the FACE Act violation. And he, it looks like he's going to sue the FBI for political targeting.
Yeah, I heard him on Howie's show this week. He was very compelling. It's a really crazy story if people don't know about it. He was outside an abortion clinic with his son trying to give out information to, you know, young people who are going in to get abortions, trying to kind of convince them not to. And also, as he mentioned on the show, helping people who are leaving and whose lives have been changed and how they could deal with it. And a man was very confrontational and kept talking to his son. And he kind of pushed the man out of the way at some point during an altercation. And then he's facing, what was it, 11 years in prison?
11 years and $350,000 in fines. The act is about obstructing the entrance to the clinic. If you watch the video, he's far away on the corner. And they also claim that this man, this escort, was a healthcare provider. So in the act, if you are a healthcare provider, you're protected by this federal legislation. This guy was instigating with a child, a minor, and his father was protecting him, not because he was escorting whoever. Even so, that man shouldn't be protected by this healthcare providing law.
No, I would agree. I would definitely agree. 844-500-4242. Emma, I have another question for you. I wanted to ask, we were just playing some of these sound cuts from the Pfizer video, and I should call it the Project Veritas video of the man from who worked at Pfizer. I don't know if he still works there. On a date. And at first he was revealing secrets about monkeys being infected with a virus. Later, he starts to talk about how this vaccine could affect women in particular. This is a lot of things that we were told were not a problem. And in fact, I was kind of made to feel it was ridiculous to even ask about. I had friends who were afraid to ask their other friends if they had any concerns about the vaccine because you thought you were going to be labeled like a crazy person. But now we're watching this video. You brought it up to me. And a lot of these things seem to be okay for the man from Pfizer to talk about.
Right. And it's all coming from the side that says your body, your choice. You should be wary about anything that goes into your body, especially if it's affecting your adrenaline system and glands in the back of your body that affect everything. And I feel like that's not addressed enough, especially in women. And you would think that these women's organizations, these groups that are very pro-woman, should say that if it's affecting something, it should be recalled immediately. But this was out for years. Pfizer never recalled it. The FDA did not recall it. And it's extremely dangerous.
It really is. And as we're talking about women, Emma, something that has been happening a lot as far as the Democrats go is every time someone is critical of a congresswoman, let's just say, for example, Ilhan Omar, you're accused of being either a misogynist, a racist, a xenophobe, an Islamophobe, the list goes on and on. Have you found, as a young woman, you're getting into this conservative media business, is it hard to criticize the left without having some of these labels, and I know you've had them thrown at you, like, how do you defend yourself? What would you say to young people who want to, you know, express their opinion without being put into a category of you're racist, you're a misogynist, et cetera, et cetera?
So the left has, up to this point, gained control on the language, and we don't have those same terms. I mean, you'll hear Howie call someone a moonbat, but we don't have those same terms that really strike you, like racist, misogynist, especially when you come at, if I have an opinion that's different from a liberal woman's, they call me a victim of internalized misogyny or something like that.
Yeah, the patriarchy has gotcha.
Right. Yeah, I'm chained by the patriarchy. We just don't have those same kinds of terms that they have for us.
And you know what the problem is, I think, and I've dealt with this a lot, is that you are, there's a shame factor. There's this manipulation factor that if you can make someone feel bad, and kind of tying this back to the vaccine, there was a big thing that if you didn't want to wear a mask or if you didn't want to get vaccinated, it was this idea that it was this like moral manipulation that you are going to kill your grandma or you don't care about your neighbor. And in the same way, if you say something about someone, if you disagree with someone's policies, it's, well, you're a racist. And you're right. It does strike people because you go, well, I know myself. I know I'm not. And I think for young people, that can be really debilitating and make people be quiet because they don't think that it's worth even getting into. If people are going to think that I'm a transphobe or I'm misogynistic or I'm a homophobe, I don't want to say anything that's going to offend people. So what do people do? They say nothing. They shut down.
And it's incredibly effective because you can't deny it. You can't say, oh, I'm not a misogynist. And they'll say, well, that's something a misogynist would say.
It's very, very true. What would be your advice to younger people who are conservative, who maybe want to get into some of these issues, but they're a little bit trepidatious?
If you give your opinion, especially for college students, let's say, because it's a war out there. But if you're in class and you want to say your opinion out loud in class, that's the opinion that five other people are holding, but they're afraid to say. So once you say it, once you put it out there, or whether it's in a column, if it's on Twitter, whatever it is, there are other people that are afraid to put that out there. Think about the people that you are inspiring, you're motivating by doing it.
Have you had that yet, Emma, where people will come up to you and say, hey, I read your piece, I really liked it. But they don't want to say it too loud. They don't want to draw too much attention to it. But they just want to let you know, hey, I'm on your side.
So I've actually had someone ask, oh, what do you do for work? So I figure I'll say, oh, I work in radio.
Yeah. You know, Yeah. I've been on this road before.
Then they say, oh, what kind of radio? And I say, you know what? I'm just going to tell you. Do you know who Howie Carr is? And if they know who Howie Carr is, they'll say, oh, I actually really like Howie Carr. But I could never say that I'm a conservative.
Or they'll say, I know Howie Carr. And then the conversation, you know where, you go, okay.
Yep. And then it's just, yeah, I work in radio. No big deal.
Yeah, I know. And you're absolutely right, because I always find that's the case. Like, you're a young woman in radio. You're putting up these columns. You're doing so much that should be celebrated. But it's harder to celebrate that because it doesn't align with what so much of popular culture and, you know, the mainstream media promote. If anything, we're the lepers,
right? Or you are equal to your political opinions is what the left likes to promote. And
explain that to me. What do you mean?
So liberal women, I feel, are very, everything is hyper politicized. Everything you say, every move you make is political. They try to turn that around on conservative women, that they are political all the time, whereas no, I have other hobbies. I have other interests. When I'm baking, when I'm working out, I'm not thinking about politics. I'm not thinking about internalized misogyny. Whereas everything on the left, you have to be thinking about, oh, am I being anti-racist right now? Am I being pro-woman, anti-patriarchy? Am I smashing the patriarchy right now?
Yeah, it consumes them. It consumes,
yes.
We shouldn't say all of them, but it does consume some liberal women. And I agree with you. Sometimes I think I'll go somewhere, and if people know you're a conservative, they think you're going to walk into a party or something and be like, hey, let's talk about the wall. And it's a part of who I am, but it's not my entire being.
Right. We can have other interests and we can talk about other things.
Absolutely. Emma Foley, this was so fun talking to you. I think we should do this more often. Just
Thank
hear
you.
Emma's thoughts. She's a young Gen Z, do I have that right?
Yes.
Gen Z, conservative woman, and everyone should read your work. Pump your stuff, get it out there, tell people where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Emma Foley Media, and you can read my columns at gracecurlyshow.com.
And one more thing, you got to vote in the poll question. Do you think the Chinese spy balloon will end up being shot down?
Yes, it will not be shot down, but if Trump were in office, the Space Force would go at it so hard. I miss the Space Force fully funded.
Hey, we don't need the Space Force. We got a one-woman Space Force. Her name is Kamala Harris, and she's driving into space on a yellow school bus, Emma. Jeez Louise. You still have so much to learn here at the Grace Curley Show.
Look at my bus! Oh, my God, I love it!
All right, Emma, thank you very, very much, and everyone should check out Emma's work at gracecurlyshow.com and follow her on Twitter at Emma Foley media. You've asked, you've waited, and now it's here for 1 week only. The best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO sale is on. Winter is also here, which means doors and windows are shut. Therefore, odors are at their worst. Buy one and get one Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier free so you can take care of cooking, tobacco, and pet odors. This offer is for 1 week only. I'm going to hold one of these up for everybody on the Rumble Cam because they're small, they're easy to use, you plug them in, you can control on the side if you want it at its minimum or its maximum, but it gets the job done. Whatever the job is, if the job is getting rid of odors in the kitchen, if it's getting rid of stale air that's just hanging out in your house, or if it's getting rid of allergies and pollutants, you can just kind of turn it on and watch it do its thing. So many people love this. So many listeners buy this time and time again. And the reason I want you to get on this right now is because it's buy one, get one, which is a great deal. Ask anyone who's bought one. They'll tell you the Eden Pure Thunderstorm works, and it works really, really well. For allergies, pet smells, any odor, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer today before it expires on Sunday. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use discount code GRACE. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code GRACE. Shipping is free. You know what I keep forgetting? We are dangerously close to a State of the Union address by Joe Biden. And I don't want to say that one of us is probably going to have to end up watching it. It's next week. It's one of you. One of you is going to, are you going to, you're volunteering as tribute?
I'm volunteering as tribute.
Oh gosh, am I? For your sake, I hope it's under an hour. It will probably be short, knowing Joe Biden. We'll be right back with Howie Carr on this Friday afternoon. Don't go anywhere.
Grace Curley. She's working for you.
I'm like Bette Midler and for the boys. Gotta keep the troops entertained.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Grace Curley Show. Thank you all so much for joining us today. I want to play another cut from the Pentagon spokesperson about the Chinese spy balloon that we're getting very little information on. I know they had a press conference, but these press conferences are really just, it's a whole lot of nothing. It's a whole lot of, I'll refer you to so-and-so, but I can't say too much about this. You'd be better off just not attending these at all if you're a member of the press corps. So let's play a little bit from the Pentagon spokesperson. This one also left me scratching my head. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah. So as I mentioned, we'll continue to monitor it. Right now, we assess that it'll probably be over the United States for a few days, but we'll continue to monitor, review our options, and keep you updated as we can.
Okay. Again, I would think, do we have any sort of plan in place? Where are the prongs? Maybe a 6-pronged plan, a 7-pronged plan? I'd even take a 3-pronged plan at this point. But can you tell us anything that's going to make us think that you have a handle on this? But I guess we're just going to let the balloon pass on through. As Libby Emmons said, it's really embarrassing for the United States of America. I wanted to give you guys a little update here on someone you haven't heard of in a long time. That would be Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer is considering a media comeback attempt. And here's what I found the most interesting about this piece in the New York Post. They keep comparing him to Megyn Kelly. And to an extent, I understand the comparison. Because they both were at NBC. Megyn Kelly left NBC. She went out on her own. And so I understand why they're bringing Megyn Kelly into this. But when you really think about it, Matt Lauer was accused of inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace. Megyn Kelly is a conservative woman who had a conversation on her talk show about blackface. These are not the same level of cancellations or scandals. One is a little bit worse than the other, I would say. Anyway, though, it says Matt Lauer has remained largely silent since he was ousted from NBC News, but now he's pondering a return to media. Oh, we all wait with bated breath. Howie Carr, thanks for coming on. What are your thoughts on the Chinese spy balloon? Is it a big story or is it a big nothing burger?
No, I think it's a big story. You know, the Japanese during World War II sent over some of these balloons into that same area. They actually killed people with them. You know, I think they were just trying to, you know, stir up fear and consternation and all that kind of stuff. I mean, this is right before Blinken, and another one of the beta males in the Biden era have was going over there, and then they do this right when he's going over there. It's
and he had pitiful. To postpone his trip. You hate to see it. Howie Carr is coming up. He's got a great Friday show planned. Don't go anywhere. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week.